you know, if you're watching the global stage right now, you probably feel it too, that sort of constant hum of uncertainty.
Definitely. Geopolitical shifts, inflation sticking around, growth slowing down. There's a lot.
Exactly. And it makes protecting the wealth you have feel maybe more important than chasing new gains. Especially thinking ahead, say, to 2026, it feels like anchoring your portfolio is key.
Mm-hmm. Securing value.
So our mission today is a deep dive into the two, well, the heavyweights of wealth protection.
Yeah.
Gold and silver.
The classics.
Right. We've pulled together a stack of market research analyst notes comparing these two ancient assets. We want to get past the usual descriptions, really understand how they behave differently in the market.
So you can figure out which one, you know, if either actually fits your strategy.
Precisely.
And look, these metals aren't just relics. They're fundamental, wow. Tangible, recognized everywhere. Centuries of history showing they offer refuge when currencies wobble or markets get unpredictable.
They're the definition of safe haven assets.
They are. But, and this is what the research really digs into, they're not identical. They approach that job, that protection role, from, well, fundamentally different angles.
Okay, let's unpack this then. In an age where so much wealth is just, you know, digital lines of code, why does a physical chunk of metal still have this pull?
Yeah, it seems almost counterintuitive, doesn't it?
It kind of does. But we see it across generations. Tangible security.
It really boils down to being like the ultimate insurance policy. When central banks are printing money like mad, or political stability just vanishes.
People want something real, something solid in their hand.
Exactly. The sources really highlight their protective function. First, they're a historically proven hedge against inflation. They tend to hold their purchasing power when paper money buys less and less.
Right. We saw that back in the 70s in the U.S.
It did. And more recently, too, those post-pandemic inflation spikes really reminded people.
And does that protective quality, does this also help stabilize a whole portfolio? Like, smooth things out?
Absolutely. That's the second big function. Good old diversification. Because, you know, gold and silver often move differently, sometimes even inversely, to stocks and bonds.
Ah, so when stocks are tanking, maybe your metals are holding steady or even going up.
That's the idea. They act as ballast, essential ballast when other things might be sinking. It cushions the blow to your overall portfolio value.
Makes sense. Clear protection thesis. But analysts also point out a pretty big trade-off, right? When you rely on metals just to hold wealth.
Yes, and this is the crucial caveat. Everyone listening needs to really internalize this. Precious metals don't generate wealth.
Meaning no dividends, no interest.
Nothing like that. They just act as a store, like freezing value in time. Their job is stability, peace of mind during shaky times, not earning you passive income.
So you're banking purely on the price going up, which might be slow.
Right.
Or not happen at all in good economic times.
Precisely. That appreciation can be very slow, especially when the economy is booming and everyone's chasing riskier assets.
Okay, so they're the anchor, not the engine. Got it. If we accept they both offer some kind of protection, how do we start choosing between them? Isn't there a massive difference in just the cost to even get started and how they react to the economy?
Oh, absolutely. And digging into those differences is where you really start to understand them. We've kind of boiled it down to four key factors that help decide if gold or silver is right for you.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Let's start with price and accessibility. Gold. Well, it's expensive per ounce, right? That's a pretty big check to write for a lot of investors.
Correct. The barrier to entry for gold is significantly higher. Silver, on the other hand, is much, much cheaper per ounce.
So it's way more accessible.
Highly accessible. You can start small, build up holdings over time without needing a huge pile of cash up front. For someone just starting out, silver is an easier door into the precious metals market. Lets you start securing tangible assets gradually.
Okay, accessibility goes to silver. What about volatility? Heard gold is the steady one.
Generally, yes. Gold tends to move more predictably, lower volatility overall. It offers that smoother ride. Silver. Well, silver's the wild card.
Wild card how?
Much higher volatility. It can shoot up really fast in a bull market, which sounds great.
But it can also crash just as quickly.
Exactly. Those swings can be dramatic. Which leads to a key question. If silver is so volatile, how can it really be a safe haven? Isn't that kind of the opposite of preserving wealth?
Yeah, that seems contradictory.
It does, until you look at the reason for the volatility. Which brings us to the core economic difference. Main demand source.
Okay.
Gold's value is driven mostly by investment demand, you know, fear, central bank buying, jewelry. Basically, perceptions of wealth and safety.
Right, fear and bling, basically.
Kinda, yeah. Silver, though, is different. It has massive industrial uses. Analysts figure about 50%, maybe even 60% of all silver demand comes from manufacturing.
Manufacturing like what?
Electronics, solar panels, medical tech, water purification. Mm-hmm. It's essential stuff.
Ah, okay. So gold reacts mainly to fear and monetary policy, but silver reacts to fear and how well the global manufacturing economy is doing.
You got it. That industrial link makes silver inherently more tied to economic cycles.
Meaning it's riskier. Because if manufacturing slows down globally,
silver demand can plummet. Precisely. If the global economy booms, especially in tech or green energy, silver can potentially outperform gold significantly because industry needs more of it.
But in a recession,
it could get hit much harder than gold, which tends to be more insulated from those immediate productivity cycles.
Interesting dynamic. Okay, one more difference. Storage and portability. Let's talk logistics.
Yeah, the practical side. Especially if you're holding the actual physical metal, not just paper contracts. Gold is incredibly dense, packs a huge amount of value into a very small space.
Easy to store, easy to move.
Relatively, yes. Yeah. Silver. Well, you need a lot more silver by volume, by weight, to equal the same dollar value as gold.
So if you're storing, say, $100,000 worth,
you need a much bigger safe or more vault space for silver bars than you would for gold coins or bars. That means storage costs can be higher. And it's just more cumbersome.
Hmm. That's a practical point people might overlook. The sheer volume really changes the cost, especially for bigger private holdings.
Hmm.
Okay, framework established. Let's dive deeper into gold first, the classic safe haven. When we look at the sources, it feels like you're trading growth potential for, well, proven peace of mind. What are the big pros there?
Gold is just synonymous with wealth preservation in a crisis. That's its brand, you know. The key pro is its stability and reliability.
Holds its value over the long haul.
Exactly. That's why it's the default choice during financial chaos, war, currency devaluations. It's globally recognized, traded instantly everywhere. Liquidity is almost never an issue.
And physically.
It lasts forever. Doesn't tarnish, doesn't corrode. Perfect for holding long term, passing down through generations. Minimal maintenance.
Okay, solid case for stability. The sources also hammer the downsides. You mentioned opportunity costs. Is holding gold basically a guarantee you'll underperform when markets are actually doing well?
That's the main knock against it, yeah. The cons really center on that stability being, well, maybe too stable sometimes.
Oh, so.
First, those high entry costs we mentioned. Harder for smaller investors to get meaningful diversification through gold alone. And yes, during bull markets, when stocks or other riskier assets are flying high, gold's performance can look pretty boring, lackluster even.
Limited growth potential then.
Very limited in strong economies. You're relying purely on slow appreciation or for a crisis to hit, basically. No passive income stream.
Okay, so gold. Stable, reliable, liquid, but potentially low growth and high entry cost. Let's pivot to silver. Often overshadowed, right? But offers unique angles, especially if you can stomach more risk.
That's the frame. Silver is the potentially higher growth sibling, but definitely requires a higher risk tolerance.
What's the upside that makes investors take on that extra volatility?
Two main things, really. Affordability, which we covered, easy entry point. But the bigger story, the potential kicker, is its strong industrial demand.
Right, the manufacturing link.
Think about massive global trends. The shift to renewable energy. Silver is absolutely essential for solar panels. Can't make them without it currently.
Electronics.
Same deal. In almost every advanced device, smartphones, computers, EVs, silver's conductive properties are crucial. Medical devices, too.
So if you're bullish on tech advancement, green energy,
mm-hmm.
You're essentially betting on a commodity that's critical fuel for those booms.
Precisely. You're leveraging future industrial needs. That dependency means silver can see much sharper price jumps than gold during economic expansions or specific tech surges. It plugs into global productivity growth in a way gold just didn't.
Okay. Potential for higher upside, linked to industry. But let's really hammer home the risks again. That industrial tie is a double-edged sword, right? Economy slows, demand dries up fast.
Absolutely. Sensitivity to manufacturing cycles is the big one. And beyond that, the greater volatility itself is a major concern for many.
Yeah, those dramatic price swings.
They can seriously rattle an investor who bought silver, thinking primarily of safety. You might buy it as a haven asset, then watch it drop 20-30% in a few weeks because of, say, a supply chain issue or weak manufacturing data.
Not exactly calming.
Not at all. And we have to circle back to the physical issue, storage challenges. Holding a significant value in physical silver is just bulkier, potentially pricier to store securely compared to the equivalent value in gold.
Right. And there was something else. The sources mentioned perception. Like, silver doesn't quite have gold's reputation.
Yeah, it lacks gold's deep, almost mythical status as the ultimate crisis hedge. Gold is the global standard people think of first when worried about currency collapse or major war.
Silver's seen more as what?
Maybe more as an essential industrial metal that also has some safe haven qualities, but it's not usually the first port in a really severe storm for most big money or central banks. That perception limits its appeal for those seeking maximum security.
Okay, that distinction is clear. Which brings us neatly to the most important part for you, the listener. How do you actually tailor this? Because the answer to gold or silver clearly isn't one size fits all.
Not at all. It depends entirely on your personal factors, your goals, how much risk you're truly comfortable with, your time horizon.
Let's break down the strategy based on investor profile then.
Okay. So if your absolute top priority is stability, proven resilience, preserving wealth above all else, then gold is likely your metal.
Lower volatility, universal recognized, the conservative choice.
Exactly. It fits investors who prioritize security over chasing potentially higher but riskier returns.
Okay. But what if you're more growth oriented, willing to accept more bumps for potentially higher peaks?
Then silver becomes much more appealing. That lower entry cost helps, but it's really the industrial demand story and the potential for sharper gains during bull markets that draws people in.
So more dynamic, but carries more risk.
Definitely. And often, a silver position might complement a core holding of gold, rather than replace it entirely for someone seeking growth but still wanting some base stability.
Which leads to the middle ground, right? Mm. Holding both.
Which, for many listeners, might be the strongest approach. Diversification within precious metals. Holding both lets you balance gold's steady reliability with silver's leveraged growth potential.
Kind of getting the best of both worlds. Hedging against both financial fear and economic slumps or booms.
That's the goal. It creates a more resilient overall precious metals position, potentially smoothing the ride more than holding just one or the other.
And the research also nudged us to think even bigger, didn't it? Beyond just metals.
Yeah, true portfolio resilience usually comes from diversifying across different types of assets that don't all move together.
So pairing metals with stocks, bonds, the sources mentioned real estate.
Right. Things like real-world, asset-backed real estate, for example.
Yeah.
Spreading risk across markets that react differently to things like inflation, interest rates, economic growth. That's key.
Got it. So assess your need, stability or leverage. Then decide if gold, silver, or maybe a mix fits your plan for 2026 and beyond.
Clarity on your own strategy first. That's the foundation for security.
So what does this all mean at the end of the day? Well, investing in precious metals as part of a properly diversified strategy still seems pretty wise.
Seems foundational, yes.
Whether you lean towards gold for that rock-solid stability, or maybe add silver for its industrial kick and growth potential, the aim's the same, isn't it? Protecting wealth in what feels like a pretty unpredictable world.
Just make sure that allocation, that mix, truly reflects your comfort level with volatility. Don't let the exciting story of silver's industrial potential make you forget your core need for stability if that's what you really require. Match the tool to the job.
Well said. Now here's a final provocative thought, something for you to maybe chew on. Silver's value is getting increasingly tied to really cutting edge essential technologies, solar, EVs, advanced electronics. Gold's role is, well, mostly static, historic.
Interesting angle.
So here's the question. As global demand for these absolutely critical industrial components just keeps accelerating over the next decade or so, could silver's unavoidable industrial importance eventually strengthen its foundation so much that it starts to seriously challenge gold's millennial-old crown as the ultimate crisis protector? Will utility start to rival history?
That is a provocative thought. Something to watch.
Definitely something to think about. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.